Good morning, or afternoon, or whatever it is in your time zone. I'm BP9. This is Category 5 Community. If my grid view looks correct, then that's Doug, and that's Solbu. So, Solbu, give us a wave. You just did, but that's okay. Yep, good deal. Thank you, sir. And hello, Doug. Thank you for the wave. And I'm BP9. Hello. So, let's see. Not much going on in my world. I have not made a lot of progress on that client server, although I think I reported last week that I did make a successful connection between the client and the server and made them exchange credentials back and forth, made them solve a problem back and forth. And Solbu, I still agree with you, sir. I absolutely agree that those encrypted packets should be signed. And I do plan to implement that and try and figure out how to make that work reliably. At the moment, I cannot make that work reliably, and I don't know why. So yeah. I even used – you suggested I go talk to somebody in chat or whoever who has used this packet, these packets before, this crypto library before.
Yeah.
And I used the test cases that are actually shipped – in the source code with that program, with that library. So, hello, Peter.
Welcome. Hey, Peter.
Yeah, hello, yeah.
So, Solbu, I used the test cases that came with that library, and they fail in the same way. They usually work, but sometimes they don't. But I have to run the thing over and over and over again to see that failure. You run it once, it's a good chance it'll work. But if you run the tests over and over and over again, they sometimes work and sometimes they don't.
Have you did a probability curve on it to see take what the probability of them failing to give a mathematical idea what's going on? Yeah, is it just random or is it a fixed?
I don't think it's random. I don't know if it's random or not. I just know that it most times it works. I want to say probably 60 or 70% of the time it works.
That's what the probability would tell you. Yeah. You know, how many times, what the percentage will work and which it won't.
I want to say about 60 or 70% of the time is how often signing works in conjunction with encryption. But the rest of the time it does not. So when I figure that out, I will continue to figure it out. But I still have to write the code that actually performs the exchange of data between the client and the server. And I feel like that's more important right now than encrypting and signing the packets, because I'm still in development. So, Doug, something for you to see. I've shown this off last week. I showed this off last week, Did you see the coffee break from last week or no?
I read it. I didn't listen to it yet.
Okay, so that's the keyboard. Okay.
Think what keyboard?
It is Think Outside. Is the brand
Think
name.
Outside keyboard? Yeah, okay.
It's a Bluetooth keyboard, and I did prove that it does work against the Raspberry Pi.
Awesome.
So you pop open that, which is useless for a Raspberry Pi, but in a minute I'll show you what it's really useful for. And then you open it like that, and that gets you a pretty much, well, I won't say full-size keyboard.
Yeah.
Pretty darn close. The spacing's pretty good. It's awfully close to my regular keyboard. It may only be like 10% smaller than the keyboard.
Maybe 3/4.
I don't think it's that small. My regular keyboard has function keys and numeric keypad that this does not have.
Oh, okay.
To get to the numerics, you have to hold a function key down and use the numerics along the top row.
Right.
But when I got it working with the Raspberry Pi, I thought, I'll do something even better. I'll make it work with this.
Ah.
Which is the UBPort Spinephone. And of course it works perfectly well. No problem at all. It registered immediately as a as a keyboard on the phone, and then as soon as it connected, so what you do, I'm going to try and do this toward the phone. There's the keyboard, and then you just rest the phone on top of it.
Oh, sure, like that, sure.
And you have a perfect terminal, just like that.
Well, I actually found this.
You found it? Nice.
I got this off of Amazon, and I went in and I entered in the search bar something like mini keyboard for Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
And this is what popped up. I don't know if you can read the name on it.
iPazPort.
Yes. And it does work with Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
It said that it did, and it really does.
Oh, good.
Works now, it works again, well. Now I'm having it. What?
Is it Bluetooth or Wi-Fi?
It's Wi-Fi.
Okay.
2.4 gigahertz.
Okay.
But now I'm having issues with Chromium.
Hmm. In what kind of issues?
Well, I'm using a DRM version of Chromium.
Okay.
Because the version that comes with Raspberry Pi doesn't automatically have the DRM capability.
Okay.
And so I went on a search engine, and I went and looked for how to resolve that. Okay. And I found a version of Chromium that has DRM built into it.
Okay.
Now it says it needs to update, and it can't.
So DRM for
digital rights management.
Right. Is that so you can play like YouTube videos, stuff like that?
Yeah. Basically whatever I want. Okay. If I go on Amazon, it says that it doesn't have DRM if I use the standard Chromium.
Interesting.
And I need to update Chromium, but when I try to update Chromium, it says it's already updated. It's got the newest version.
So, Doug, why don't you try to install another one and update it from there, then swap back again, something
it
like
that. Depends on if it'll run on the Raspberry Pi, Peter.
What's it called? The one I use. I got it.
Firefox?
Yeah, Firefox. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. I know it's got its little funnies about issues and things, but Firefox, if you run Firefox, maybe. I'm not a computer, really. And try running Firefox and then try to get it running on Firefox and then go back to DRM type version. It may not might be wanted to use DRM to register itself.
Yeah, I was about to suggest the same thing. One thing about Firefox and the DRM on the Linux systems is that it is included, but it is disabled by default, as opposed to in Windows or on Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, but when you go to a page that need you to activate the DRM, a bar on the very top comes along and says that you need to activate DRM to play the content.
Well, maybe I'll try Firefox then.
You might also find that the DRM support is supplied by a common library that both Firefox and Chromium uses.
Mm.
I found that to be the case, that sometimes... you all right there, Peter?
No.
Okay.
I'll be right in a
minute. I'm just going to mute you for a second while you sort out your valve. What I found was that the library provides the support for both. Have I lost myself? Can you all hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you now. You did stop for a second. You stuttered.
Yeah, probably my internet. My next call is going to be to my internet provider because I'm done with this crap. Anyway, so excuse me, I should not have said that.
No problem.
Well, here in the US, your choices for internet are what sucks and what sucks less, basically.
Yeah.
So
yep.
That's pretty much the only choices that I've got. So
it's okay. Nobody understands frustration better than me.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, what I found was that the internet, not internet, the DRM or whatever functionality I was looking for at the time, I installed Chrome, and then that installed the library and activated the library, made Firefox start working. So you might find something similar to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how well that works, but you know, you might be okay with that.
I'll have to search it out and report on the next episode.
Sure. Oh yeah. I don't know what else to suggest. I have not had that problem. One of the problems I have with this is this is the PinePhone. The problem I have with the PinePhone is that it uses, or particularly the UBports edition, uses its own software center, and you can't install software from anywhere else. You cannot.
Side loading, huh?
Nope, you cannot go to the command line, or I can go to the command line, but if I try and do apt install, it just won't work. It just, if there are, or perhaps apt is pointing to the on, you know, to the software center, but if I try to install something like Evolution, or if I try to install something like Firefox, it just is not found. Can't find it. You know, doesn't say command not found. Use apt install to install it. It just says I can't find it.
Are they using a Debian descendant of Linux? Yes.
Ubuntu is based off of Debian. Yes.
Oh, it is Ubuntu. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what UB stands for in UBTouch. UBports is Ubuntu ports edition.
Function that tells you what package to install, that is itself a package that one can uninstall. And I think that distributions don't include that by default. So you have to install the...
Okay. But I can do apt search for the package name, and it just, the package I'm looking for just simply does not show up in the list. You know, so I can do that on the command line, and the package I'm looking for, like Firefox or Evolution or whatever, it just doesn't show up in the list.
What I would investigate is in the etc directory, in the apt folder, check the sources list and maybe a little Google search about the distribution you're using.
Let me get my handy dandy fountain pen and let me check. Let me write that down. /apt. Apt. Yeah. It's literally in /apt. /apt. Okay.
Yeah. /etc/apt.
Got it.
And in that there is a file called sources.list. Mm-hmm. And there is also a folder called sources.list.d. Check that is the configured servers that it is looking for packages from.
So the problem there would be finding packages that will work on this distribution and this CPU.
Yeah.
Google is your friend in this case. But I think that the PineBook, not the PineBook Pro, but the PineBook uses the same CPU as this PinePhone does. And if that's true, then theoretically I should be able to use the same packages that are in the PineBook the PinePhone. Theoretically, we'll see what happens. You watch me crash it big time. So I better make sure I keep. I make a copy of a recovery image, because apparently if I stick an SD card in there with a bootable image, it'll boot off that instead of the built-in NVMe. So
what browser does the PinePhone use?
No idea.
Oh,
it's some. I think it might even be some WebKit based browser. And I think it's a GTK specific included in the GTK package list in the distro.
Wow, I've run Ubuntu before and I've never seen that.
No, nor have I. I expected to be able. I did get SSH working on this, by the way, with private public private key. So now I can, from my laptop or my desktop or whatever, I can SSH into it using my private key to this machine, to this, but it will only work if the screen's alive, if the screen's lit up. If it's not lit up, then it just won't work. There's all kinds of caveats to this thing. I mean, I expected particularly a fairly basic Linux box. I knew it would be pretty basic. I expected to have a fairly basic Linux box with a phone attached. And what I'm trying to do is to solve for allowing it to sync with my local CalDAV and CardDAV server. I think I finally found an article online that talks about how to do that. And so I'm going to try that probably this afternoon. I meant to try it yesterday, but I was just too lazy. That plus my internet kept going all over the place. So because nothing much else to do. And I think it's just died again, has it? No? Oh, it's back.
It's back. But
see what I'm talking about? And today it sucks.
It will be inserting washing the rerun.
Well, yeah, I don't want to jinx anything. So, anywho, so that's what I've been up to. Solbu, what have you been up to?
I've been to a funeral this week.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's one of my uncles. He had cancer for a few months. They were hoping that he would last until till the summer, but no.
My condolences.
So the good thing is that my side of the family and the rest of the family on their generation, it's not always been there's not been contact between the families. Mm.
Yeah.
But my aunt, who is now the widow, she wants contact. So
okay.
And us cousins and nephews on the layer down, it turns out that people have always wanted contact, but didn't know how to start. And
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Solbu. I would like to go back to Australia to visit family, but not able to do that just right this moment. But I'll do that before, you know, once travel opens up. So.
So I woke up at 5:45 in order to – I had to drive for 3.5, almost 4 hours.
Oh, no. What you need to do is get you an aeroplane and then you can fly it rather than drive it. It'll take a lot less time, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and the funny part is that place, it's in normal times, it is a huge winter destination and they have a local airstrip for...
Oh, sure. Perfect. Yep. Not a problem at all. Yep. No worries at all.
I just need a few millions for... 10 millions for a plane and then a million for learning to use the thing.
Well, I don't know what your currency is and I don't know how that compares against US dollars. But you can buy used planes here that are in good condition for, I don't know, price of a car, about $30,000-$40,000.
How much is a rubber band?
What's that?
How much is a rubber band?
Oh, they cost more. They cost more. Yeah. Here in the States, if it's tagged with the three letters FAA PMA, you can charge 10, 20 times more than what a regular rubber band would cost, and it costs significantly more. It, specifically, that's a license to print money right there, you know. So, yep, absolutely.
Like dentists and that as well are rare.
Now, how's your antenna box coming along, Peter?
We're at the point of making the PCBs at the moment. We're designing. We're using chemicals at the moment at my friend's house, and we're designing how long do we have to put in the stuff?
Now, how did you draw the PCBs? Did you use some sort of a program to do that, or did you just...
I used two programs, and the one I didn't like, with the RS1, which was a load of, I'll say that bad word again.
Yes, you know? Thank you. Good job. I was about to warn you about that. Okay.
I could use some of your Australian words and nobody understand me.
No, you're doing just fine. Nobody can understand you now. It's all good.
And so we hopefully try to get it quite soon this week. We hopefully, if we don't get any problems, but the problem is that the board is quite, got a lot of seed on and got a lot of small connections between them, the wires are thin, and the chance of the leads coming off because of the legend. So we're experimenting with that. We got some board.
Well, you probably want to, I thought if you were using RF with lots of amps and lots of watts, you probably want thicker wire than that. But I guess the control circuits don't need such heavy gauge wire, correct?
It's only 150 milliamps per coil.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay, all right. Yeah, not a problem at all.
And I got all right, good. They do the a Discord. I put the picture of it in Discord.
I did. Yep. Yeah. I saw you. I saw that you. It looked like a laser print, was it, or an inkjet print?
Yeah, it was just a picture of the box that I painted it, and I put the wire in it. I think that's what I left in.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the circuit diagram, the printed circuit board that you were printed.
No, I left a picture of it. I also been to the dentist, expensive major problem with dentist that I've lost all my teeth. Because of cancer. They took a tooth out there and they bulked it up, they cocked it up. I use another word but I wouldn't now and they broke the tooth off and they drilled the nerve out of it and said, oh, that'll be okay. And
what, they left the root in there?
No, they took the root out.
Okay.
And it started to play up.
Oh man. We gotta stop talking about depressing stuff. We gotta talk about fun stuff instead.
Anyway, they did get it out, and I told them they had to get it out because they pulled it up. They're the ones who mucked it up. The other one on the other side has started as well. But I'm trying to hold on to. I get same problem. I got no top part of my tooth. I got just the root, and it's gone wrong again. I just have to wait to I get the injection. By the way, talking about injections, my mother got the injection on Wednesday.
Okay, that thing that we're not supposed to talk about. Yeah. Okay.
And what a fiasco it all was. It was a confesso.
Fiasco?
It really was.
Yeah.
My mum was playing up because she's got Alzheimer's. She was playing up because she was just being awkward. Then the care people didn't turn up to put her to get her ready. And I had to get her ready and couldn't find anything. She was moaning. Anyway, when they were like bedlam, it really was like bedlam. Nobody knew what their left hand and their right hand doing in that place.
How is her hip? Is she all healed up now, or is she still wearing a brace or what? Pelvic bone, I should say.
That's my wife.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I apologize.
My mother.
Okay, got it. Yep, okay.
And she's all in the 90s. She next door to me, so we went there and got it done, and obviously on the 31st of March, she gets the second one.
Well, when I get, when it becomes available for me, it's going to actually disqualify me from flying for 2 weeks.
I'm also on the list as well, and I'll be the next in the list, I think.
Got it.
Because of you know what.
Right.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
All right, Mr. Doug, what's going on with you, sir? What sort of trouble are you causing?
Well, I told you about Raspberry Pi.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, good luck with your keyboard adventures.
I'll work it out.
Yeah, and good luck with your entertainment center adventures. What did you decide you were going to put on the Raspberry Pi for your entertainment device?
I'm just using Raspbian.
Right, but what software package? Like Plex or something? Did you decide?
Oh, I haven't done that yet. I may do that.
Okay.
But
you've got a couple of choices open to you.
In the United States, excuse me, if you crack the DRM to copy anything to a hard drive or something like that, you've broken the law.
Right.
And that's not something I want to do.
Fair enough.
So outside of that, Plex doesn't really offer you much, does it?
That's true. You're right. Yeah, that's true. One of the things that... Go ahead, Peter.
Anybody used MATLAB before? Anybody have used a piece of software called MATLAB?
No, I have not.
Okay.
What I'll probably do in the next... I'm about to close this down because we've been on for 25 minutes already. So what I'm going to do probably in the coming weeks is invite probably... I've got some questions about cryptocurrency and how we would use it in everyday life. And so I think what I might do is see if we can't get Robert Kay in on the coffee break or so, and we can quiz him about crypto. How would you guys feel about doing something like that?
That would be cool.
Yeah, and I was thinking maybe hook up with Ameridroid and talk about some of the latest and greatest. And Doug, you could ask Ameridroid about all those various options for your Raspberry Pi.
Because I've thought about using something like an Odroid 4.
Yeah, he'll sell you one.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
I'm sure he'd be happy to.
ask for discount, Doug. Ask for discount.
Yeah, see what happened. What's the worst could happen, right? He'll say no, right? Like he did to me. I remember at an earlier coffee break, he was involved, and we joked around about having him supply some Raspberry Pis for educational purposes or so, and he didn't bite. We tried, but he didn't bite. It's okay. It's all good. It was all good fun. So.
But in closing, BP, you are a pilot. I found something on another Discord server that I thought was humorous.
Oh, boy. I saw that. I did see that. Yes. I did see that. Yep.
I love that.
I did see that. Mine is not so complicated that it has a warning panel like that. It doesn't have a master caution alarm like that. So maybe Voyager does. I see you've got your illusion is more complete than it was last week there, Solbu. So nice job. So,
Can I? I want to tell you something. We'll play.
If you're quick, because I'm about to shut us down. Go, Peter. I guess he doesn't want to talk after all.
Can you hear that?
I didn't hear anything. All right. I can't hear anything, so I'm going to go ahead and shut us down. All right. Thank you all for joining in with Category 5 TV Coffee Break. Enjoyed it. And have a good week, and we will catch you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.